Justin Brayton, New York. First of all, no Moto Concepts rig here for you, so you're out of the factory Honda truck. Look, you got 6,000 races under your belt, but was it a little bit different?
It was a little bit, just in the sense that obviously different people around, yeah. But kind of the familiar faces, you know. Like, I still work real closely with all the Honda guys. Seeley's one of my best buddies. Seeley's mechanic is also one of my best buddies, and the list goes on. Gothic Jay was my mechanic when I was there. Dan was the engine guy. Like, pretty much everyone that's there was there when I was there in 2012. So, and this year I've worked closely with them. So it was just cool to, you know, be in the rig, and they have a lot of, like, data as far as video and, you know, the ghosting and all that stuff. That was pretty cool.
They got a terrific snack drawer in the other truck.
They do have a snack drawer, which it's funny you say that, because when my daughter comes to the race, she's almost three and she knows where the snack drawer is.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. Yeah, they have some good snacks, but I didn't get into them too much. But after Vegas, you never know.
Right. Main event tonight, tough track, man. We saw a few guys struggling, a lot of mistakes. It was almost one of those tracks where you couldn't go balls out. You had to go so fast and not drag pegs and pick a right line.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the beginning, like, I'd say the first 7 or 8 laps, I was trying to do the threes and go all crazy. And actually, Seeley passed me by going 2-2-2. I think it was 1 inside, like in a rhythm, and I was like, geez, I'm just going to go to that. And then that's when my race kind of started to come to me, and I got back by him.
Can do for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, right? And I was just going inside before it, holding tight, and then inside after it, and then got by another guy or two, and I was pretty happy with it. You know, obviously, I made tons of mistakes too, but just kind of kept with it and put myself in a good position at the beginning, and, you know, sixth. I was pretty stoked with it.
Yeah, it looked like you were going around with Barsha a little bit for a little bit in the main.
Yeah, Barsha actually got by me at the beginning when I was kind of messing stuff up, and then I got by him, I don't know, three quarters or halfway. Right. And so, yeah, that, and then I gapped him, and then I'm not sure who was behind me. But I think it was maybe JG for a while, and then got a little bit of a gap on him too. So I was pretty stoked just as far as taking it lap by lap, because once I made, you know, you're making a bunch of mistakes, you can really let that rattle you. And in this class, I could go from 6th to 11th real quick. So I was pretty happy with it.
You get second in the semi?
Second in the semi, yeah.
You happen to see how crazy those semi races were?
I did, I saw one of the Intignap brothers get cleaned out, and then...
Raper's leg was stuck in his bike when he would have made his first main event.
I saw that too, And he was like, you could tell, he's like, finish is right there, go, go, go. Bummer for him. And then he ended up not making it, right?
No, you got to watch these tomorrow. They're insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. The LCQ is always fun to watch. And it's funny, Cade Clayson was standing there watching it with us. He's like, is this what you guys do every weekend, is watch the LCQ and like wait for something to happen? And I'm like, kind of, man. It's some good racing because there's so many guys at the same level in that group.
Yep.
So it was fun to watch.
All right, so one race left. And if we don't talk to you next week, which we probably won't, how's the season as a whole been for you? New team, back on a Honda. Overall, how you been?
It was a struggle in the beginning. I had a good one at Phoenix, round 3, 4, something like that. And then I would say it's been okay. I think this is my 6th or 7th top 10, no top 5s, which is a little bit of a bummer. But I would say as a whole, with everything all together, I think it was a great building year. And I say building because this is like my 7th or 8th year. But you know what I mean, like with the team and with the bike. And so I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, we're still progressing. I feel good on the bike, especially the last few weeks. I felt great at the last two rounds, and the results just didn't. I just fell both main events, which was a bummer. But I feel pretty good on the bike, so I'm looking forward to the summer. And I'm not doing nationals, so keep probably riding Supercross a little bit and developing the bike. And then, should be fun.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Sweet. Thank you.